Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about the importance of showing up and why you should keep showing up once you start showing up. You see, this will not only help you understand the path that you are on, it will help you identify what needs to be done, what needs to be focused on, and what needs to have attention on. You see, the reason why showing up is so challenging, because you have to keep doing it, and that's challenging, that's overwhelming, and that's stressful. See, when you keep showing up, you learn. As you are going and as you're growing, you develop more within yourself. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're talking about marketing strategies, because in order for you to keep showing up, you have to know that you are marketing yourself so that you can show up for people who will eventually need your voice. So let me go ahead and set up. Let me go ahead and get everything organized so that way we can have a great podcast episode, a great topic, and a great conversation. So let me know in the comments below where you're from, where you're chiming in from, so we can get started with this topic. So let me go ahead and set everything else up and let's get started. Let me go live on Instagram. Let me be ready to understand, like, there's a process behind your journey. You see, one thing that I've learned about your journey is that the journey is going to be overwhelming. When I started a half a decade ago, my journey became overwhelming because I had no direction. I had no path. I had no clue what I was doing. And as I was starting to learn more about myself, not only was I learning more about myself, I discovered I didn't even know who I was. I didn't even recognize who the man in the mirror was. And so when I recognized that I needed to do more work on myself first before I can help others, I have to be willing to be okay with myself. I have to be okay with being comfortable with myself. I have to realize that if I'm willing to grow, if I'm willing to show up, life is going to show me that you can be better over time. I learned over time that when you show up, you're not only showing up for yourself, but you're showing up for others who's willing to listen to you. You're showing up for others who will like to learn from you. And you're showing up for yourself. Showing up for yourself is the most challenging thing there is, because how do you know you're doing something right? How do you understand what you're doing right now at this moment is working for you rather than against you? Because many times in life, it works against us rather than with us. And what I mean by it, I'm saying ourselves. We are the ones that stop us from growing. We are the ones that stop us from developing. We are the problem. Because until we sit down in the mirror and look at ourselves, now that's when we start to understand it was us this whole time. You see, when I was working at Walmart and I was going from department to department, I went from cashier department to cart pusher to electronics department to produce department. I was moving around. And as I was moving around, I was carrying myself with me. I took myself everywhere I went. Every department I went through, I was the one that I still was with. It wasn't until I joined the Marine Corps where I started to learn more about myself. I started to be okay with myself. I started to identify, like, who am I? You see, when you show up, you have to understand you're showing up when you don't know what you're doing. When I showed up for myself a couple years ago, a half a decade ago, I was showing up not only for myself, but I had to learn, as I'm showing up, I have to do it often. Oftentimes, it's difficult to show up. And the reason why I'm saying this is because if you don't go through a challenge, how do you grow? I start to recognize that my whole life has been a challenge. My mom, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, faced that challenge because she not only raised three boys, but she beat the odds. You see, many times in life, we have to beat the odds for ourselves in order for us to recognize that we can grow into ourselves. You see, the reason why this is a marketing video, because it helps you understand when you show up, you're not just showing up for yourself. In the beginning, it's going to seem like you have to show up for yourself. And over time, when people are watching you, people are coming and people are replying to you, they start to mention how you have been great help for them. And so it took me a while to recognize that I was really making an impact because I was so focused. Like my vision was on focus and growth and learning more about myself. I didn't recognize as I was focusing, I was making an impact. And see, marketing is when you focus by showing up, because eventually your customers, your audience who would like to hear from you, who would like to learn from you, can only learn from you because you are the one that's showing up. It became clear to me that I had to really understand this. I had to really be aware of it, because in order for you to show up or to keep showing up, you have to take it one day at a time. In the beginning, when I started creating videos, started creating different podcast episodes, at the time I didn't know it was called podcast episode, I just knew it was called creating videos. As I was creating videos, I wasn't comfortable on camera. As I was creating videos, I wasn't confident on camera. As I created videos, I had no idea what I was talking about. I wasn't comfortable with myself. I wasn't comfortable with my voice. I wasn't comfortable with how I showed up. And so I didn't know how to change lack of confidence or lack of comfortability in order for me to understand that you can grow into your comfort. You can grow into yourself. You can grow into your best version. But you have to show up. You have to start ugly when you show up, because you have no idea what you're doing. There's a book. I have yet to read it, but I'm going to read it here pretty soon. But I love the title, and it says, Start Ugly. And when you start ugly, you're not going to know everything. You don't need to know everything. In fact, there's going to be a struggle to learn everything, because it's something that you're not familiar with. It's something that you are being introduced to. It's kind of like when I first started going to a networking event, I went around a different room, went around the different places to meet people. Like, hey, I'm Terrell. How are you? They say, hey, they say their name, they introduce themselves, and we just talk, and we got into small talk. And so as I was going around introducing myself and really opening up myself to strangers, I had to first open up myself to the person in the mirror. See, the reason why that's so important, because when you show up, you have to show up confused. When you show up, you have to show up when you don't even know what you're doing. When you show up, you have to know that you're not going to have all the answers. And over time, the answers will start to develop. You just have to show up first. You have to show up for the first day. You have to show up for the second day. You just have to show up so you can begin to get better over time. I'm gonna take a break right quick to read the comments below. Let me know your biggest takeaway so far. I'm gonna read the comments and I'm gonna come back to it, because the first topic that we're talking about is to be comfortable with yourself. So I'm gonna read the comments right quick. I'm gonna read the comments. How long? You have to beat the odds. Show up for yourself. You have to beat the odds. You have to beat the odds. You have to show up for yourself until you're showing up for others. And then, absolutely proud of y'all. I appreciate it. And then start ugly. Listen, there's a process that you have to go through. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, and I was learning more about myself, there's the rank structure in the military. It goes from E1, which is like a new person coming into the military, like a new recruit. That's what they call it in the service. And it's someone called E9, right? So that's one side of the military. Then you have the officers. And so I was an officer, so I can't remember all the ranks from that because there's a lot of ranks. But I think it's 01 to 09, if I'm not mistaken. What I'm getting to is that you have to start at level one. You have to start at level one. You have to work your way up. See, I only served 4 years in the Marine Corps, and during that time, I got to level four. I didn't get to level five. I didn't get to level six. I didn't get to level eight. I didn't get to level nine. I got to level four. Level four is better than level three because level four, you have to be in the service for a little minute. And so what I've learned during that time is that there are steps to your growth. There's a process that you have to develop. There's a movement that you have to make when you show up. You see, you can't take the first step if you're not comfortable making the first step uncomfortably. You see, I didn't fully understand what I was getting myself into because even though I went on YouTube to search different videos and to look up different videos about the Marine Corps, it was so confusing to me because I had no idea what they was doing. Like, I couldn't fully understand the purpose of it, and I couldn't recognize the reason behind it, and I fully couldn't, it didn't make sense to me. So I watched two videos of some guy recording like the Marine day in the life of a Marine Corps or of a Marine, and I stopped watching it because I was confusing myself. You see, there's levels to this because many times in life, in order for you to start at level one, you just have to start doing what you are doing, because when you start doing something, you get around others that can help you grow. When I was about to join the Marine Corps, I had to get around others that can help me grow. I had to learn the information. I had to be okay with the training. I had to be okay with just learning and being present in the environment. The thing about being present is that when you are present, you are presently confused. I was presently confused as I was showing up. But I kept showing up. I kept showing up. I remember my first time eating a MRE. And so I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. Back in Little Rock, Arkansas, we've never had MREs. And what an MRE is meal ready. Something. Meal ready. I can't remember what the E stand for. And so my first time ever eating food that's packed up in the package. It's packed up in the package, and you got a little light blue package that you can put your main meal in. And when you add just a little bit of water, not a lot of water, but you add a little bit of water and you put it in the bag, and then it warms up. It warms up, like it gets really hot. And so the steam start coming up. So I'm like, okay, now it's time for me to put the main meal in. So I get my food and I put the meal in and I let it cook, but I fold it up so the heat can stay in it and the food be warm. So as I'm doing this, I'm like, man, this is incredible. My first meal was spaghetti. It was spaghetti in the package. And so I put the spaghetti in the water so it can boil and warm up. I got that food out and I opened it. And when I took my first bite, I said, this is pretty good. I said, I can eat this all day. I can eat this any day. I thought it was going to be bad. But the food that was already packaged was there to help us show up. If we had a problem that we was hungry, we just had food to go. If we wanted to eat, we had food that was in a package ready for us to eat. You see, when you show up, something, someone, in a place is waiting for you. You just don't know who this someone looks like. You don't know what the place is going to be. And you sure enough don't know what the food is going to look like. You see, I had no clue that the food that was packaged up was ready for us. I had to learn when you show up, you're getting ready for yourself. Now over time, it's easier said than done. And the process not only shows that when you show up, you start to learn things that you wasn't prepared for. You start to recognize things that you can't find online until you go through it. You see, when I decided to join, I was deciding to show up. When you decide to join for yourself, no, when you decide to show up for yourself, you're deciding to join the challenge. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But since everybody's not doing it, everyone's not doing it. You see, when I was playing football, my coach, he used to often say that 99% of people that's in the school are not going to play sports, are not going to play football. Let's just say football. They're not going to play football. 99% of people that's in the school. So if you got 675 people in the school, 579 people probably won't play. But the few who decide to show up day in and day out are the ones that's going to make a difference. Are the ones that's going to make a difference because you're deciding to show up. And so they say it's going to be hard, it's going to be challenging, but if you show up, eventually you will get better. At first, when I first heard that, I'm like, yeah, that don't make sense. How do you get better over time? How do you get better when you don't know what you're getting better for? That didn't make sense to me. And so they mentioned that when you show up, you're showing up so you can learn more. You're showing up with no answers because the answers will not be revealed to you until you start doing it. And so I decided to show up every day, and every day I got a little bit better. I got a little bit better, and over time, as I got better, I saw the results because I kept showing up. There was this one drill when I was playing high school football called the Tiger Drill. So my school, Little Rock Central High School, was called the Tigers. Like our mascot was called the Tigers. And during this time, as I'm playing football, I was on defense. And this drill called the Tiger Drill, you have two people right here. Well, you have two lines right here. And we're practicing. So in football, you have a kickoff team. A team is kicking off to the opposing team. And the opposing team returns the ball. So now they're on offense. And so the kickoff team is a team that has to go stop the ball so the other team doesn't score. So I was on a team that stops the people that when they catch the ball, when they return the ball, they have a chance to go run the ball. And so during practice, I hated this drill. I disliked this drill so much, but over time it made sense. And so it was called the Tiger Drill. So we had two lines. One was on the yard hash line, and the other was on the other side. I'm just gonna say the other side. One was on one side, one was on the other side. But only two people can go at a time, and only one person can catch the ball and then run back. Run and get away from the defenders. So when I first did the exercise, when I first did the training, I was not that good. There was this guy that was extremely fast. So it was my turn to go, and it was two people going at on two sides of the field. But we both had to run at the same time, and when they catch the ball, that's when they run. So it was my time to go with someone that was like a senior that's been playing for a long time. So when it was my time to go, I'm like, okay, I think I got it. So he was like, all right, go. So we start running. He throw the ball to the player. The player end up catching it, and he run my way. And at the time, I didn't recognize that when someone runs your way with the football, and you have to stop them, you have to slow down. I was just so used to running fast, it was hard for me to slow down because I didn't know how to slow down. And so as the ball got to him, as he caught the football and I was running towards him, he just passed me. Like, he did a move, put me on skates, and he ran past me. And then my coach was like, Humphrey, what are you doing? You're supposed to slow down. You see, many times in life when you're showing up, it's just slowing down that will teach you the lesson. It's just slowing down that will slow down what's going on in your mind. It's just slowing down so you can see everything more clearly. You see, when you show up, it's going to be blurry. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be overwhelming because it's something that you have to develop. And so as we continue to do this practice, this warm-up, I got better the next following time, just a little bit better. Not that good, but I still was bad. And what I've learned, when you show up and you keep showing up and you keep showing up, you start to learn. You just really start to learn a skill that you didn't know you can develop. And the reason why this is so important, because in marketing, when you show up, people start to see you. In marketing, when you continue to show up, people start to recognize you. In marketing, people start to hear your message, because your message is something that connects. I wasn't connecting because I was showing up, and I wasn't connecting because as I showed up, I didn't know what I was doing. So connecting wasn't a thing. What was a thing was that I just wanted to learn. I just wanted to learn. In life, you just have to want to learn. Because when you want to learn, you do learn. And when you do learn, you understand what you are learning. You see, let me take a second to read the comments right here. Let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaway so far on how to keep showing up. I'm gonna read the comments and I'm gonna get back to it. And if you haven't, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And make sure you hit that subscribe button and leave a like button as well. You see, my biggest challenge in life. Excuse me. My biggest challenge in life was learning how to face myself. I had to show up when I had no idea what I was doing. I had to show up when I had no clue of what I was doing. I had to show up because I was determined to learn what this thing was. And so when I was showing up in the Marine Corps training, we had to train for 90 days. And the Marine Corps training was the longest training than any other branch, or any other military branch, as far as the Army, Navy, Air Force. I think the, what is called the Elon Musk company, I can't remember. And what I didn't recognize was that until I learned myself, I have to be okay with failing. I have to be okay with learning. I have to be okay with developing. Because I can only develop, I can only grow, I can only improve when I decide to show up for myself. And it taught me that when you show up for yourself, you're learning how to do the skill. The skill is so challenging, because how do you know the skill that you're building is something that will help you over time? You see, showing up is the most important thing, because until you show up, until you be present, until you start ugly, you can't figure out the next move because you haven't made the first move. And so when we got to the Marine Corps training, we got there and they said, get on the yellow footprints. They dropped us off. They said, get out and get on the yellow footprints. You see, during that time, I'm like, yellow footprints, what is that? We walk up to the depot and we look down and we're looking at yellow footprints. They say, get on the yellow footprints. Because until you get on the yellow footprints, you haven't started your process. You haven't started your training. You haven't started anything. Not starting is the most difficult thing there is. Because oftentimes in life, we are the ones that talk ourselves out of it because we don't think we are good enough for it. I didn't think I was good enough to get on a yellow footprint. I didn't think I was good enough to just show up. I didn't think I was good enough to learn over time. Time is the most valuable thing that we have. And until you show up consistently, how do you grow within yourself? How do you develop within yourself? How do you improve? You see, the next point I want to hit on is that you improve when you decide to show up. The reason why that's so important, the reason why showing up is so important, because you have to do it for yourself first. You have to do it for yourself first before you can do it for others. And I learned this when I was playing high school football. In my 12th grade year, I got I got picked, I got selected, I got chosen to be the football captain of the Little Rock Central High School football team. And so when they picked me, I was like, dang, like, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. Because I didn't know y'all were watching. I didn't know when I was showing up, when I was getting better, when I was making mistakes, y'all was watching the development. You see, my teammates that was there, that was watching me grow, that was watching me be skilled, that was watching me develop. And so when they selected me, when they chosen me, when they picked me to be captain, I was honored. Because that's the day I recognized that the work that you do behind the scenes matters. Because when it's time for you to show up, when you show up, it speaks volume. When you show up, you speak confidently. When you show up, you're recognizing. When you show up, you are showing others that it's okay to be present. And when they picked me to be a football captain, I'm like, dang, I wasn't even trying to be it. I just wanted to be the best that I can be. They said, yeah, we Humphrey going to be the captain. Because my 11th grade year, I showed up every single day. I got better every single day. The challenge that I was good at, that I was horrible at, the tiger drill that I was horrible at, I got better at it over time. And in the videos, in the highlights, you can see the improvement because I'm the first one down. Every opportunity I get, every play I get, I want to be the best that I can be. In order for me to be the best that I can be, I have to show up and do the work. You see, when you do the work, people start to recognize what you're doing. You see, it's so challenging to do it by yourself because how do you know you're doing something right? I had to learn that when you show up, people are watching. They might not say that they're watching. They might not even know how to communicate that. But they're going to say that they're watching. And when they're watching, how do you perform? When you are watching, how do you perform? When others are seeing the way you show up, how do you use what people are seeing to show up over time? You see, anybody can show up for the day. Anybody can show up for the moment. Anybody can show up when they need to show up. Until you show up when no one is there in front of you, that's when people start to pay attention, because when others get around you, they start to see your work. You see, behind me, I got a Kobe Bryant jersey. And the reason why I have this Kobe Bryant jersey, the Christmas edition back in, 2016, if I'm not mistaken, is because Kobe showed up. Kobe Bryant showed up no matter what. I remember in one video one interview that I was watching, it was a guy that he was, a team that he was playing against, and it was a guy that went into the gym earlier. And as he was going to the gym earlier, Kobe Bryant was already there practicing. He was already in sweat. He was already like doing the same routine. He was showing up. And as he was practicing, the other guy tried to hang with him. And since the guy couldn't hang with him, he was like, yeah, I'm going to take a break. And when I take a break, I'm just going to relax. I'm just going to watch this dude just practice. I'm going to watch this dude just show up. And so the guy that was explaining, yeah, man, he just didn't get tired. He said towards the end of the game, he asked him. He said, Kobe, he said, man, why was you practicing so hard? He said, because you were watching me. And I had to show you that I'm going to do this. And I had to show you the way I show up was going to be different from the way you show up. You see, the way you show up is going to be different from the way others show up. You just have to show up when no one's around you, because when they start watching you, they start to recognize your work. They start to recognize your creativity. They start to recognize your skill. It's the way you perform when no one's looking at you, so you can develop a skill that will help others better themselves. You see, it took me some time to learn this. It took me some years to learn this. It took me some months to learn this. It took me a lot of days to learn this. And every day I show up, I learn something new. Every day you show up, you learn something new. You see, to understand what you are learning, you have to be okay with not knowing anything. At some point, the student will grow into the master, because the master has to start from being a student. We was watching Karate Kid the other day. And in the movie with James Smith and Jackie Chan, it was our second time watching it. And so as we were watching the movie, the kid Dre, he was called Child Dre, he was undisciplined. And so when the maintenance man came into the house, Dre mother kept saying, "Dre, pick up your jacket. Pick up your jacket. Don't just put your jacket right in the middle of the floor. Son, pick up your jacket and put it on the hook." And so when the maintenance man came in, he heard that, because his mom kept telling Dre to pick up his jacket. And so when the maintenance man came in to fix the issue that they had, he showed them how to use the hot water. You see, many times in life, you just have to get shown how to use a skill. And so in throughout the movie, Dre, that was his name, he gets bullied. He gets beat up. And the guy that steps in to help him was his maintenance man. But his maintenance man didn't look like he knew Kung Fu. But he knew how to fight and defend himself. But Dre had no idea how to defend himself. You see, one day, Dre was like, "Yeah, you just protect me. I appreciate you. Can you teach me?" And then the maintenance man, the man that was a Kung Fu master, he say, "No." He say, "Come on. I want to learn how to fight. I want to learn how to protect myself." He say, "No, because I don't think you're ready. I don't think you're going to take me serious." You see, when you have an idea and would like to do something, you have to be persistent. In the movie, it shows that Dre was persistent. And eventually, the maintenance man who knew Kung Fu started to teach Dre how to defend himself. You see, to show up, you have to show up by any means. And by any means, you have to continue to show up. So eventually, throughout the movie, the maintenance man start training Dre, but it wasn't the way that he wanted to train. He wanted to train by throwing fists. He wanted to train by throwing kicks. He wanted to train by learning how to fight. But when the maintenance man and Dre in movie Karate Kid, when they start training together, the first thing, the first drill, the first exercise that he had Dre the kid do was to put down his jacket. He said, okay, it seemed like we're getting into it. He's loosening up. He said, "Now pick up your jacket." He picked up his jacket. He said, "Okay, well, I don't get it." He said, "Now put it on the hook." He said, "Okay, I still don't get it." He said, "Now take your jacket off the hook." He said, "I'm so confused." He said, "Now put it down." So he put the jacket down and he's looking confused. And so he said, "Pick the jacket up." And he's like, "What are we doing?" And he said, "Put the jacket on." He said, "I don't get why this is why we're doing this." He said, "Put the jacket on." You see, many times in life when you show up, the master knows what you need, and it's understanding that the need needs to be fulfilled needs to be fulfilled as the student shows up. So over time, the student Dre was learning how to pick up his jacket and put it on the hook, take the jacket off and put it back on the hook. And the whole time, he was learning how to be disciplined. The entire time, he was learning the importance of being disciplined. You see, when you show up, you have to show up when you have no idea what you're doing. But first, you have to build discipline. You see, when he was learning how to protect himself, first you need to learn discipline. When your mother say, pick up your jacket, son, pick up your jacket. When your mother say, put your jacket on the hook, put your jacket on the hook. You see, when you show up, you have to be willing to learn on the go. And then eventually, one day, Dre just got tired. The student got tired of doing the same thing over and over and over again. And then one day, he say, I'm tired of this. I'm not learning any Kung Fu. So the master Kung Fu trainer was there sipping some water. And he say, Dre, come here. Cha Dre. He say, Cha Dre, come here. He say, come here. And see, when he came to him, he said, what do you want? With a little attitude. He say, take off your jacket. He took off his jacket and he grabbed his arm and he was like, powerful. Firm. The whole time the master knew what the student needed. But the student just needed to show up to learn a lesson over time. You see, when you have someone that can teach you the way becomes confusing. The path becomes overwhelming. The direction becomes, your direction becomes lost. And eventually, your master, the trainer, the teacher, the coach will guide you along the way. So that way you can get back on the right path. So you can get back on the right direction. You see, when you're showing up, you're starting with yourself. And as you continue to show up, not only will you start with yourself, you will get around others that will help you develop within yourself. But first, you have to build discipline. You have to build discipline. And when you build discipline, you're building a skill. I said, this movie was good. This movie was good. This movie was good. You see, when you show up, you have to show up with an open mind, because you're not going to know what you are going to learn. You're not going to see the importance of it. You're not going to see the goal of it. You're not going to see the focus of it. But what's going to happen is that you're going to see it over time. So let me go ahead and take a second to read these comments right quick. Excuse me. Let me know your biggest takeaway so far on how and why showing up is so important. I'm going to take a second to read these comments. Lewis say, amen. Amen. Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. And make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe. I'm over here sweating like I'm a pastor. Sooner or later, I'm going to start getting me a towel and start, start dabbing my head. You see, life rewards those who's willing to show up. God says that in the Bible, I forgot the scripture, but it says God is always with you. And I'm like, huh? I used to say that without even reading the Bible. But now that I'm started to read the Bible, I'm like, oh, okay. This book right here is powerful. So I'm reading scriptures, you know, here a little bit here and there. I'm reading a chapter here and there. But I'm learning that life is about choices. Life is about showing up. Life is about the decision that you make today in order for your future to be better for yourself. And so during the time of learning more about myself, is that I've always been this person. I just didn't recognize the type of person that I was. And so when I was younger, I remember my twin brother and my older brother, we was in a talent show. And we used to be called the Shirek, Meshack, and the Billy Goat. I didn't recognize that was names in the Bible. And they was like, yeah, because it's three of us. And it just went with it. So I remember one time, it was me and my two brothers. We was doing a fashion show. And during this time, it was three of us doing a fashion show. And then I think it was like maybe, of course, it was other kids doing it. But our outfits, me and my two brothers, our outfits match. And every time we went out, we matched like we were triplets. I guess that my mama wanted to be like, yeah, y'all look alike. Y'all might as well be triplets. And so when she made us dress up, or we did the talent show and went to different places, in the talent show you have to dress accordingly to get the attention. And so I remember wearing this blue suit. This blue suit was clean. Not only was it clean, it was clean in three different versions of it. So I had a suit on, my twin brother had a suit on, my oldest brother had a suit on. We was looking spiffy, we was looking dapper. And so in the fashion show, you have to show your fashion off. And so as we're walking down the aisle, walking down, and the audience is seeing these three boys, these three kids walk down in suits. We're looking spiffy because our mama put us together. Our mom, I think, and a couple of church members put us together. We look presentable in the fashion show. Not only did we look presentable, but since it was three of us, we won because we looked like triplets. Since we won, it was a chance for us to show our confidence. See, many times in life, we just lack confidence because we're trying something new. We're trying something new that we are not familiar with, and until you show up, you will not get familiar with it because it will be challenging to understand. I had to recognize that when I show up, I'm marketing myself because I show up consistently. And it was so confusing to me. The reason why this topic is around marketing is because in order to make a difference, in order to make an impact, in order to make a name for yourself, you have to be willing to show up when no one is watching you. I'm doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And so far, I've only made $217. But I had to invest the $217 back into my business to have like creative images produced, right? And so as I'm doing this challenge, it's overwhelming because one, I'm by myself. I'm doing everything by myself at this point. Correction. I'm not even telling the truth. I'm working with one other person. It's no longer me, it's we, and I'm working with someone else. And they've taken a big load off of me because it's something that I really don't have to focus on. And when I started to do this challenge, I wanted to push myself. Because I knew I wanted to figure out entrepreneurship and how to go about doing it and how to focus on it. But I really didn't have the direction, even though I've been reading different books. I've been reading and watching different courses. But it's completely different when you are the one involved with the challenge. And so when I decided to do a challenge in September of 2024, I decided because I wanted to push myself. And as I'm pushing myself, I'm learning more about business. I'm learning how to communicate with customers. I'm learning how to just be present with everything. Because I have to pay attention to everything. But if I'm not paying attention to everything, I have to have an understanding of everything. Because I can't do everything by myself, but I can understand everything. And so when I decided to do this challenge, over time I became more aware that the people that I would like to help, the people I would like to serve, are entrepreneurs looking to start their podcast, looking to launch their podcast so they can share their message with the world. What I came to recognize about that, about me starting a challenge, is that it's going to be hard. I wasn't expecting it to be this challenging, but it has been a challenge. Because it's like, okay, when I started back in September, I had an idea, I had a goal, I had a purpose, I had a reason, and I just wanted to do it. It took me a long time to even do the challenge because I wasn't sure that I can do the challenge. I wasn't sure that I can make $100,000. I wasn't sure that I would know who I'm serving. I watched this video with this guy named Mr. Grateful. He just explained, like, when you think about doing the challenge, you have to really do the challenge because you never know what it will lead to. So I end up doing the challenge, and from day one all the way up to day 37, I've learned so much within this short span of time because I actually put myself into the business to recognize that it's something that you have to do. If it's something that you want to pursue, if it's something that you want to help, like if it's something that you want to grow, you have to understand, you have to get involved with it. So I decided to get involved with it, and it has changed my perspective, my mind, my life, and everything, because this is the stepping stone of me showing up. And as I'm showing up, not knowing what I'm doing, in the beginning of the challenge, of the 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I had a business coach. And he was guiding me along the path that if I wanted to do podcasting, I can have additional different products or different additional services that I can add on to it. Now, that's confusing too. That was confusing to me because I had no idea what he was talking about. And so he was like, yeah, you can attach the products to it. You can attach the editing software. Like he was saying things that sounded good, but I wasn't ready to hear. Even though he mentioned it, even though I'm grateful for it, I just didn't understand it. And so when I'm starting the challenge and I'm recognizing different things, I'm learning different things, it was so much that came so quickly. I had to really adapt to what was coming, because I had to change myself. I had to challenge myself and I had to become more aware of myself. And so not only is it helping me with this 90-day challenge, but it's helping me be more aware of the phase that I am at by showing up. So when I show up, I'm learning why I'm showing up. Because eventually, as I get older, as I get more established in business, I want to come back and help new entrepreneurs launch their business. But that's not until a lifetime, not necessarily say a lifetime, but a couple years from now, because I want to establish some success. Not just me, but we want to establish some success. So that way we can see what's working, what's not working, what needs to be improved, what needs to be changed. When I showed up for this challenge, I accepted the challenge to know that I had no idea what I was doing. And after 37 days, I have a better understanding of what I'm doing. And just because it's a better understanding, it's really positioning me differently. Because I'm looking at life differently. Like, I'm looking at things differently. As I'm showing up, I learn. Like, I'm learning a lot. And it's helping me with this 90-day challenge, because one, I have to look at myself. If I believe I can make $100,000, I have to be willing to do the work that consists of $100,000. Reason being, because if I focus on my growth, if I focus on my development, if I focus on the way I show up, I will get better over time. It's not a get quick scheme. It's a get better scheme. I just want to get better. And as I'm getting better, eventually I will have the results to show how good I've gotten over time. The most important thing that you can ever do is show up. Because when you show up, you start to learn more about yourself. When you show up, others start to pay attention to you. When you show up, people start to say, like, I'm proud of you for doing and showing up. But you have to show up for others to start watching your journey. So I want to take a second to read the comments. If you haven't yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that like, and let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway thus far on why showing up is so important to you. Let me know in the comments. I would love to read. I would love to take a look at it. Let me know. Let me take a second to read these comments. Okay. The most rewarding thing that one can ever grow into is to recognize how far they've came. And I started to really recognize how far I came from this 90-day challenge when I actually had to push myself to make some type of money. But I'm paying attention to it. Like, I'm developing, I'm growing, and I'm evolving within myself. I'm evolving so much, I didn't even recognize how much I was evolving. And when you show up, it happens to be in a way where others won't, where you have to push yourself. And when you push yourself, when you show up, when you challenge yourself, you're getting better over time. You're getting better over time because time is the most valuable asset that we have. Time is the most critical thing that we have. Time is the most important thing that we have. And if you're going to waste your time, how about you waste your time by showing up? Because eventually it will turn into time invested until you develop it, until you growing, until you evolving. But you can only grow when you learn how to show up. Showing up is so challenging Because how do you do it continuously? How do you do it consistently? And so I had to learn that as I'm showing up after producing 893 podcast episodes, I showed up every day because I just wanted to figure this thing out. I didn't even know it could be a business. I didn't even know I could help others. I didn't even know that. But I just wanted to show up over time. I wanted to get better. I wanted to improve. I wanted to develop. And every day, I develop just a little bit. A little bit can go far. A little bit can turn into a lot. A little bit matters the most. I remember we was in California when I was younger. Even though I was raised by a single mom, I know my dad. But my dad wasn't a part of my life like that. But we went to California, and we went to a beach. And as we was walking in the beach, there was people like handing out CDs. There was people handing out CDs for them for us to listen to their CDs and their music. And we was walking to the beach to have fun on the beach, whatever the case was. We're walking towards, and we seen these people hand out different things. And I didn't think nothing of it. my dad and my brothers didn't think nothing of it. And so we're walking. So we have fun. I end up getting stung by a stingray. And so as we're leaving, the guy comes to me and say, "Hey, do you mind buying my CD?" I say, and what a CD is, I'm dating myself. What a CD is, it's like a CD, like a disc where you put it, where you put music onto it, and then you put it into your car or like a CD player, and you play the music, and then the music will play with the headphones that you have. Like the headphones will go like over your head, but they'll be small, itty bitty. And so the guy sold me his CD. I bought it for like maybe, I think he said $20 and some change. I bought his CD. And at the time I wasn't driving. I was too young to drive. So my dad, at the time, I gave it to him. And he put the CD into the CD player in the car. Like an old school car. Like, you know what I mean? He put it into the car. And once he put it into the car and he pressed play, he said, "Man, what is this?" He said, "Man, what is this?" I said, "Man, I don't know." I thought it was good to help someone. And at the time, it wasn't bad to help someone. It was the fact that the guy who was selling CDs in person, he showed up. It doesn't matter if a lot of people doesn't like his music. If he keeps showing up, eventually someone will like his music. And so during that time, I wasn't aware of the importance of showing up. But when he showed up, he said, "Man, you want to support me? You want to buy my CD?" I bought his CD to support him because he said, "Do you want to support me?" He showed up. And once he showed up, he got the results. As I got older over time, I started to show up for myself. And when I showed up, my results looked differently than a person that was selling CDs. And it's helped me really understand the power of commitment, because you have to commit to yourself. Because when you show up for yourself, you have to know that you're getting better over time. When you show up, not only are you showing up, you're committing to the process. You're committing to the process. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that when you commit to the process is going to feel lonely. Excuse me. Because as it's feeling lonely, what do you do with the skills that you have? What do you do as you are showing up because you want to be better, because you want to develop, because you want something different? How do you improve? You see, you have to show up when no one's around you and develop a craft and develop a skill and just get better over time. Because when you get better over time, you're showing up to develop over time. One thing that stops a lot of people is that when life gets tough, when life gets challenging, when you go through a hard time, you stop showing up for yourself. When I went through my divorce, it was hard for me to show up because I didn't know how to show up again. I lost my confidence. I lost my passion. And I was trying to figure out how to discover my passion by showing up again. But this time, the way I showed up was going to be completely different because it was someone that I wasn't familiar with. I wasn't familiar with myself after the pain. I wasn't familiar with myself after the heartbreak. I wasn't familiar with myself after the struggle. But it was up to me to find myself. Because when I found myself, I've learned that you have to go through life to experience life. And when you experience life, you have to be willing to learn from it. You see, when you show up, lessons will come unexpectedly. But you have to be willing to learn from the lessons to know that you can grow from the lessons. And what I learned during that time, during the time of my divorce is that even though you go through a challenging situation, even though you experience something that you're not familiar with, even though you showed up and it went in the wrong direction, doesn't mean you did something wrong. What happens is that when you show up and things goes the opposite way, you have to learn from the opposite to get back on the right path. Because the path is waiting for you. You just have to discover what opposite looks like. See, just because you're in a bad mood doesn't mean you're going to have a bad life. Just because you had a bad moment doesn't mean you're going to have a bad day. Just because you had a bad day doesn't mean you're going to have a bad year. The way you look at your challenges will be up to you. Because you have a chance to evolve within yourself. You have a chance to grow within yourself. Because as you're growing with yourself, you're developing yourself. You see, when you show up, you learn things that you don't expect to learn. But as you continue to show up, you recognize the importance of the lessons that you learn. And as you continue to show up and recognize the lessons, why you develop within yourself matters the most because it came from when you showed up. You see, to show up, you have to be willing to challenge yourself. And as you challenge yourself, you have to be willing to push yourself. If it was easy, the 99% of people that hasn't played sports, the 99% of people that hasn't played any type of team organization, hasn't been on any team, eventually when they get on a team, they will have to show up not only for themselves, but have to show up for others. Ever since I started to do this 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I've learned that it just can't be me anymore. I can't do everything, so I don't need to, for the moment, I have to do everything, but soon, I have to start working with more than just myself and one other person. I have to start bringing in more people. I have to start working with people. And what I recognize by showing up doing this 90-day challenge is that it takes money to make a difference. It takes money to make an impact. It takes money to make a change. I didn't understand that, but when I started to show up, I learned the importance of learning, of developing, of growing. Because when you start to grow within yourself, you start to develop yourself. When you start to develop yourself, you start to evolve within yourself. When you start to evolve within yourself, it's coming from the way you showed up. That's important because if you don't show up, no one is coming to save you. If you don't show up, no one is coming to help you. If you don't show up, how can you seek the guidance that will help you get to the next phase? You see, it's so important to understand that as you are showing up, you are preparing. And as you're preparing, you are learning. As you are learning, you are gaining the experience. Many times in life, you have to go through the same thing over and over and over again until you recognize the lesson that came from the first experience. You see, it's easier said than done. It's when I was learning how to box. And when I started to work out with my trainer that has been boxing for 20 plus years, I started to work out with him. But our first conversation he proceeds to say, yeah, man, like, I'm confident in boxing because I've been doing it my whole life. I'm confident in fighting because I've been protecting myself my whole life. He said, but when it comes to social media, I'm not that confident. I said, what you mean? Like, you just said you got beat up for a living, or you beat others up for a living. How are you scared of social media? And what I recognized during that time is that fighting doesn't consist of talking. Fighting doesn't consist of posting. Fighting doesn't consist of sharing oneself. Fighting consists of protecting oneself. Social media, you can't protect yourself. Well, you can protect yourself, but you have to put yourself out there to get more awareness. So when he said that, it really hit me, because when you show up, you're showing, you're learning more about your weaknesses as well. Because we all have weaknesses. Our strength is something that we focus on every single day. But until we recognize our weakness, our weakness will speak louder than our strength, because we're not even paying attention to it. So this month, I've been recently learning about myself, taking different personality tests, identifying my weaknesses, and understanding, like, I have some more growing to do. I have some more developing to do. And I'm giving myself permission to show up every single day, even when it's hard, even when it's challenging, even when it's confusing. Because I have to show up to learn how to develop. You see, before I end, it's so important to really understand, like, the importance of showing up. You see, when you show up, you have to give yourself to learn. When you give yourself permission to learn, you have to really develop within yourself. And as you develop within yourself, you have to give yourself grace. Because it won't be easy, yet it won't be possible. It will be challenging. So give yourself grace. And the last point is that you have to commit to the process. Everything that you do, you have to commit until you learn the lesson. And then when you learn the lesson, keep committing, keep recommitting to the grind, to the process, because eventually you will get the hang of it. So if you got value from this, make sure you hit the like button, hit that subscribe, and leave in the comments below your biggest takeaway on why showing up is important for you. I would love to read it. I would love to come in. I would love to engage with the topic. And also, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or any podcast platforms, make sure you leave a review. To leave a review on Apple Podcasts, scroll all the way to the bottom, leave a review, hit a 5-star review, and then leave the comment, your biggest takeaway from this podcast episode. I appreciate y'all for watching this. Make sure y'all watch other additional videos. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all later.